This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arkansas Republican Congressman Tim Griffin, who represents the Natural State's 2nd Congressional District. He was also among the group of House Republicans who met yesterday with President Obama at the White House about how to deal with the debt ceiling issue as well as the forthcoming budget debate. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Take us inside the meeting. What was the setup like and how did the conversation go?
We met in the East Room, and at the front of the room was a table where President Obama sat with the Speaker and other members of leadership, Majority Leader Cantor, Whip McCarthy, Chairman of the Conference, Jeb Hensarling, and there were a couple or two or three high-level White House staffers sitting there near the President, and then we were sort of in a semicircle around that table. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think a lot was accomplished at the meeting. I think that when we went to the meeting, the president didn't have a plan to deal with the debt and didn't have a plan to deal with Medicare and Medicaid and a lot of the problems that we're facing. And when we left, he still didn't have a plan. So, you know, I think it was certainly nice of him to invite us down. I know from talking to folks here that we have invited him down to the Hill to meet with us numerous times, and he apparently wasn't interested in that. But at the end of the day, I don't think a lot, if anything, changes because of the meeting.
Congressman, you released a short statement following the meeting, and I think the sentence that certainly raised my interest the most, and perhaps others who haven't seen the statement might be interested in this, is this. In our meeting, the president questioned the value of proposing his own specific measurable public plan to address the debt, expressing preference for private talks instead. You mentioned a moment ago, of course, that he currently doesn't have a plan, but it sounds like he's not planning on ever bringing one forward.
Well, it was mind-boggling, actually, because in a democracy, a representative democracy, where the people play a critical role, the role, really, he openly expressed doubt over the value, I guess the political value, what he was talking about, of introducing a public-specific scorable plan. And when the conversation started, he said, well, I've got a plan. And some of the folks there pointed out that his budget got zero votes in the Senate. And I think when he was saying he has a plan, he was sort of referring to the second, sort of the mulligan that he took, where he came back and tried to make a speech in the wake of Paul Ryan's release of the House budget. And he talked about that sort of being his plan, but then we quickly pointed out that that plan's not scorable because it's not really a plan, it's a speech. And we, in fact, have made efforts, and there are some folks, I think, in leadership who asked CBO to score the president's speech, and they said, well, there's not enough specifics. You know, we can't just score a speech. So our point was, you haven't put forth a plan that is specific that we can actually get scored and compare with ours. And this is when he said, well, I'm not sure the value of that. And what that told me is, A, he does not have a specific plan. He just has Biden meeting with folks in private meetings, which is fine, but that needs to be in addition to having a public plan. B, he doesn't understand that the American people need to see what it is he's thinking of, because they're a critical part of this process. And what we are doing is we have put our plan forward, and we're wanting to have a debate and a discussion. But in because he has not put a plan out there, his party continues to demagogue, criticizing our plan and comparing it to the status quo. Well, the problem with that is the status quo is not an option. The status quo is unsustainable. The status quo goes bankrupt. So the idea that you can somehow compare the current plan or the current program with our reforms is a fiscal fantasy.
Congressman, some have said, given the Senate vote, given the fact that his original budget only froze a portion of spending, and a pretty small portion at that, and that he hasn't really come up with a detailed debt plan, which you and I have just obviously discussed, that perhaps he's not all that serious about it. Based on how he acted and what he had to say during your discussions, how engaged is he on this, and how passionately does he actually want to bring our fiscal house in order?
You know, I don't think he has a plan to get our fiscal house in order. In fact, I know he does not have a plan. The Senate does not have a plan. I think that their plan is a political plan to just kick this down the road again until after the next election, and who knows what they plan on doing then. My problem with that is kicking the can down the road is what got us in this mess in the first place. And I'm not so sure that this country, in terms of our financial system and our economy, I'm not so sure that our country can wait that long, can wait till the next election. We are in deep, deep trouble fiscally, economically, and we need relief now. And this president could make all sorts of things happen if he really wanted to. He could make tax reform happen. He could make spending reductions happen. He could make all sorts of things happen if he really had the courage and wanted to. But what we have seen is bold steps, bold leadership with a bold plan from the House of Representatives, and we have seen nothing but a timid response from the President and the Senate. And they don't have a plan. I encourage everyone, call your senator, call the White House, and say, where's the plan? And when they ask what plan, say precisely, where is your plan to deal with our budgetary problems and to get this spending under control? The answer is, there is no plan.
Last 30 seconds, sir. I know you've got to run. You mentioned that it appears at this point that the Democratic political plan is to demagogue the Ryan plan as much as they can. And it sounds like you're more interested in policy than the politics of this. But how concerned are you that the Democratic tactics here could be effective 17 months from now?
Well, I believe that the more people learn the truth, and the more that we are able to address the misinformation through radio programs like this and what have you, the better off we're going to be. The truth and history is on our side. And what I mean by that is this is not about magic or fantasy. This is about numbers. And the numbers tell us that there is no way we can continue doing what we've been doing. And as we continue to inform folks and have town halls and get on the radio and TV and communicate the truth about our situation, the more we do that, the better off we'll be. And I think by the time all is said and done, folks will understand that we are doing precisely what we were elected to do.
Congressman,
precisely.
Congressman, it's a pleasure to have you with us. We look forward to many more conversations with you down the road.
Thank you, sir.
Arkansas Republican Congressman Tim Griffin represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.